You can utter this slok yourself. Utter.
The same first slok?
First slok.
Go. Slok ya uchu?
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
Jayati te utam janma prajana Shrayata hi dhira shatvadatrahi Daita drishyatam dipshutavakam Svahi drithashavam pambichintasit.
Can you sing?
Jayati te utam.
He wants to sing.
As I sing.
What is the melody?
You can?
I was going to do the same melody.
Your this is very sweet. Jayati tedhikam janmana braja srayati indira sasvadatrahi Daita Deshatam Dikshutavaka Svaidhita Sava Svam Vichinvate. Quoting to me, Tumarasu Desuva.
What did you say?
He wants that he should sing like me. But close this because drums are
so many obstacles.
Here, the speciality of these slokas are Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami both are giving that there are four paths. Four paths. In this first path, Jayati Te Dhikam, it begins from Ja. Jayati Te Dhikam. And next, in one path there are two divisions. Jayati te adhikam janmana praja. Srayati indira swasadatrahi. So it becomes eight in two lines. No? So first begins from jayati and jayati te adhikam, then next part of the same pad again ja. Jayati te adhikam janmana braja. And after that janmana braja srayati indira swaswadatrahi. Sa and sa daita disyatan da adikshustavaka da and da adikshustavaka Tvai dhita sava sa and then Tvai dhita sava tvam vichinvate tvam. Again there is some speciality that first and seven letters of the pad are this like same, begins from same. Jayati te dhikam 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Again, after seven, ja. And other also a speciality. He is telling that there are so many specialities. If you will see very deeply, that so many things will come out. And there is a poet or kavi. His name is
Bopadev.
He has written a book, so many books, but Bhopdev, what book?
Mukta Phala.
Very learned book and very famous book, in which he has given all these things. Someone tell that the Lilasuk, he is called Lilasuk. Lilasuk has written Srimad Bhagavat, not Vyasdev.
Bhopadev is called Lilasuk?
Lilasuk. And he is Bhopadev also.
Oh.
And Suk is Sukhdev Goswami. And he is Lilasuk. So they have described Srimad Bhagavat characteristics where there are. So in that book he has written all these things. Now we come to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Jayati Ter he come. Here Jayati, I have described the meaning of Jayati. I decide the meaning of Jayati. And then Te Adhikam Janmana Prajaha. Here Vaikunth is above all. The glorification of Vaikunth is more than other looks. As Haridham Tesu Tesu Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Tale Chatasya Devi Mahesu Haridham Tesu Tesu. So Vaikunth is above all looks. But this Vrindavan Brajaha, there is a word Brajaha.
No, I'm adjusting because of music. There's the word braja.
Braja. And the word atra. Prayat Indira Swaswat Atrahi. Atra means Vrindavane. Vrindavana. Atra means yaha. That is here. Here means Vrindavana. So here, Braja is more glorious than Vaikunth also. By what? Why he is glorious? Because in Vaikunth there is no Janma.
No birth.
But in Braja, Janmana, Krishna has, you have taken birth here. Not only for that, in Braja, you Braja means you walk, you run, you do so many pastimes. There are no father and mother in Vaikunth. But here, you have Nanda and Yashoda as father mother. And by that one father and mother, you not satisfied. So you met so many persons like his father in Brahma one day. When Brahma stole the cows.
Cow had boy and calf.
Calf. Then Krishna became
calf
and boys, cowherd. And then he tasted the vatsalya ras by so many fathers and mothers. And after that he became cow. And so many lakhs and lakhs cows become her mother. And yet he was not satisfied. Went in door to door to gopis to receive vatsalya ras there also. So these pastimes are not in Vaikuntha. He also went to Gocharan. No Gocharan in Vaikuntha. He played with so many cowherds. Not in Vaikuntha. Only one Lakshmi is there.
Only one?
One or three.
Sri Bhulila.
अरे ऑटो खेले अब खराब करो बट देयर इन बैकुंठ नो सच पास्ट टाइम देयर बिकेम रास नो रास इन बैकुंठ सो इन बैकुंठ वी डोंट सी एनी नंदन कानन like Vrindavan. Nandan Kanan is Nandan Mane Krishna Kanan, Vrindavan. See, I have no description there as flowers and so many things. Jamuna River, Giraj Govardhan or anything. But here we see that so many beautiful things. So, Braj is most glorious than Vaikuntha. Srayat Indira Swasvadatrahi. Indira means Sampada and Sampad Adhisthatri Devata. Sampad means wealth.
And goddesses
of wealth, both. And both have come in Indira, and that Indira, which is the worshipable of all Brahma, Shankar and all, here giving service in Vrindavan. Actually, Kamala or Indira is the master of Vaikunth. But here that queen of Vaikunth is serving in so many ways in Braja.
But I thought she could not enter.
Huh?
I thought that Lakshmi could not enter Braj, even though she tried.
Gopis are mad in Prem. So they are telling like so.
They're appreciating the opulence of Vrindavan.
Really, this is the description of Vrindavan. That being so much as per Jibhumi Vaikuntha, Vrindavan is so sweet and so fragrant and so in every way that Vaikuntha does not, will not be compared to Vrindavan, to a dust of Vrindavan. That is the main thing. And there they are telling in Prem Mother that by the cause of this Indira is always, Saswat means always, in Vrindavan. All are so much glad and Anandapurna. Huh? Anandapurna, you know?
Full of
bliss. But only one, we are so unhappy in this Vrindavan. Only one we. So we in whole Vrindavan, all are happy. But only one, we the gopis. And who gopis? Tavaka. Tavaka means Tava Tavaka. Tava means
Your gopis.
Your gopis means you have taken us as yours. And we also think that we are yours. But it has been told in sorrow, in separation. Otherwise, Sri Ramati Radhika Paksha, they see that Krishna is ours. And Chandravali thinks that we are Krishna. Srimati Radhika cannot tell like so. So it seems that this is
Chandravali's
side, this sloka has been done.
But it could be taken either way.
Another way it can be taken. So we are feeling so much separation, and that anyone has not got yet dukkha like, kasht like us. But anyone.
And no one is suffering like us.
Suffering like us.
Miserable condition.
In past also, and in future also, anyone will not be unhappy like us. Now we want to daita drishyatan. Drishyatan means two meanings.
They either see you or that you should see us.
Both the meanings are hidden. Drishyatan means you should see us. And other meaning that you should come out in our front and we will see you, we'll look you. Both the meanings. First, you should see me. That this meaning is that you should see us only one time. We pray. Why you are praying? Because we are dying. Why you are dying? We are dying that you have not seen gopis like us. So you should see us and make your eyes full. That is why. In the last chapter, we have read that akhnatang phalam, phalamidam, na param vidama. That is slow. You remember that is slow? That it has been told that gopis are telling to Krishna that when you see us by the corner of your eyes and we do archan by our eyes, if anyone will see that scene, then the successful of these eyes are there. And we have described that, explained that sloka in so many various things. And lastly, we explained that Radhika, you are saying towards Radhika, when Srimati Radhika is playing on flute, and you see by the corner of, and Radhika is seeing you from the core of her eyes, and you become puzzled. Your mukuti is going on,
falling down,
or Pitambar is also going, her eyes are successful. But here, we are dying. Why you are dying? We want that you should see us. Why? Because if you will see us, your eyes will be successful. You will think that I have not seen a scene like this. Why I will see tomorrow, a day after tomorrow and other day? No. Because our this Kishore Avastha may go. Today we are in Kishore Avastha. Because the age which goes away never returns. Galoje divas na sibe ar ebe Krishna ki hobe upar. Have you read this kirtan? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, taking the side of gopis, Galojya Divas, the days of this body. Today we are fit and we are access beautiful and lovely and sweet and fragrant, so soft. But tomorrow or day after tomorrow it may go. So you are thinking that you have not seen us. You should see today and make your eyes perfect. So you are so such. Vishwanath Chakravarti has telling, but he has told.
Not that point.
He has told perhaps something. What he has told?
No, he told another thing.
What?
He said, if in response to the word, just look, Krishna asks, what should I look at? They say, your devotees are looking for you. Don't doubt. Why are these gopis allowing themselves to suffer distress for so long? This doubt they answer. Our life heirs have been offered to you by ourselves.
Oh, he has not given all these things. These are sacred things. So beautiful things these are. Perhaps he has not understand all these things. Those are
the person
translated in English.
No.
Here is this thing. We can derive all these things from this explanation, but we cannot do.
We can only translate the words.
Words only, not their mode and inner meaning. Meanings are these.
One time you were explaining some verses from this Gita. And you said that Krishna had left because he wanted to see the gopis actually go to express their affection.
The thing is that when I read,
yeah.
I have new and new one. What I have told, I don't remember. But now, I remember the most important thing. And it may be that after some days, I may discover some more and more things in here. One kind of explanation, but the readers and those who do anusilan, they can derive so many things in heart. Like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Before him, mane, unke pehle,
Sridhar Swami,
and all others, but they could not touch these things before Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There are Vichanvate, word Vichanvate, last word, Vichanvate. Oh yes, look, you see, we are searching you, I am searching. And we are feeling so much separation for you. Why you are searching me? Malli. To show us to you. You should see. If you will see one time towards us, your eyes, yourself, you will be successful in this world. Because in this world, there is nothing beautiful and sweet than us. Why you are doing so? They are 10. Because we have accepted you, ours, and you have accepted us, Tavaka. Tavaka means yours. And you are saying that we are getting so much suffering. We are feeling so much suffering. And this suffering is only for you, not for us. We are suffering. They are telling that if we will not see, we will die. Because our Jaungan will be, Jaungan means our
birth.
Eh?
Our birth, our life.
No, no. Our this time, young age, when Kishore Avastha, will be done. Done?
Completed. Yes. Finished.
Finished. So we are dying for this, that we cannot show our this thing to you. Yet we are yours, but you have not seen yet. This is the cause of our separation.
So Krishna.
Okay. Then Krishna that telling that you have become Unmadini, and that is why you are telling Unmadini. You know.
Mad. Crazy.
There is so much difference between madness and unmad, no?
I am the one mind.
You feel it? There is so much difference between madness and unmadini. Madness has nothing here.
Yeah.
No?
Mad this, based on love.
And this, so much wealth of love here in unmad. Gopis are telling that if we are Unmadini, but you have done and the dosh is yours, not of ours.
It is your fault.
It is your fault,
yes.
Not our fault. So you should die. You should die. Gopis are telling, they say, we are not dying because of you. Because we have given our dhritasava. Dhritasava is sab. Dhritasava. Asava means pran. Pran means
life.
Life here. We have given everything to in your to you. And we are feeling separation and we are going to die. But we cannot die also. We are doing like chat.
Restless,
always restless. Then you should die. How can we die? Because I have given everything and my life into you. And you are seeing us that they are feeling separation and so much sorry. And they are burning in viraha nala. Viraha anal,
fire
of separation. And you seeing this, you are so much happy. You are feeling sad, so much happiness. And at that time, our this pranvayu is under you. So they are living there with full happiness. If our pran were in our body, then they would have been burnt. Kabhi ke jal gaye hote. Kabhi ke jal gaye hote mane? They have been burnt
long before.
But they are very smoothly and happily, they are residing in your heart, in you. So we are not dying also. And you want that we should suffer and seeing that you will be very happy. We see it. And that is why you have gone out of sight. If you will die, then you will not feel happiness because there are none who can act like us. So you take our pran vayu in you, and we could not die. We are not dying. The explanation of Jiva Goswami is some difference. I am telling only their specialties. Here, Daite What? This, no, this.
Beloved.
We don't have Jiva Goswami's.
But I am telling some facts from that, which are important. Almost all the same. But something, very in a two or three lines I will tell. Why you kept?
So I can listen more intently.
That is listening.
Daite by Jiva Goswami.
Daite.
We only have beloved.
Daite means has so many meanings. Daite means anukampate. Anukampa means mercy. You are daite. We are so much feeling separation. We are unhappy. So seeing us, you should be merciful to us. Because you are daite. Daite means you have the treasure of mercy.
Daya.
Daya. So daite. Or daite means chittam adatte. Those who tax anyone's heart, chitta, is daita. Daita means a poet, and his name is Kiraswami. From Kiraswami he is giving that meaning. That daita means chittam adaita. You have taken our heart. So you are daite. Really, the meaning is that daite means lover. Who can give her his everything to daita? Daita means those who are beloved to that daita. So here he is telling that gopis are telling this sloka weeping so that Krishna may heard this and he will have mercy upon them. Especially the mercy comes to whom who can weep bitterly for anyone. So he, as mother and father, they give up all these things when his child weeps. So, gopis are weeping, so that Krishna may hear, and they were not weeping in that jungle means
forest,
but they have come out of forest, and on the bank of Yamuna, so their voice, their weeping, will not affect by trees and all other things, or mountain or anything. So wherever Krishna will be, their voice will go there and he will heard that they are weeping, so he should certainly come and give darshan to them. This is daite. And chittam adatte, you have taken our heart, daita. Please return that
stolen property
you should give. So yes, then he is telling that in this whole world, in this Brahma created world, mane bhuvan, chauda bhuvan, 14 loks, there is no actual prince. If that prem will be in anyone, he at once will die. And if he does not die, then he will certainly be mad. And he will be no use of in this world. He is telling, explaining that in this world there is no prem. Krishna is telling, no prem here. And if there was prem in you, then how you can be alive? So actually, no prem in you. Then in this return, the gopis are answering, Dhrita Sava, that our life we have given to you, or you have stolen away our this life, so we may die, but as you have taken this, and they are very pleasantly in you, so we are not dying. This only explanation extra he has done. Next, Saradugasai, one slope more. Katol. One hour? Like?
Yeah, because it's 9:50. In 10 minutes you have to go.
तो था थोड़ा थोड़ा ही अच्छा क्रमशः ग्रेजुअली वेरी गुड गुड श्लोक्स विल कम हियर नाउ दे आर वेंडिंग देयर मंगलाचरण देयर ओपनिंग थिंग बट वी विल ग्रेजुअली गो अप and their mood will be also so good and sweet.
When you return to Mathura, there should be some plan that these, you can continue. Some of these devotees will still be there. Will you continue to do this?
What? The food dust of gopis.
But we must learn from them.
We are only Kanishta third class sadhak.
Like the third floor is higher than the first floor.
This should inspire me so that I can.
We want to do that, but you must let us come to see you.
You should come. I will try.
Because the.
I will not give you so easily.
Already it is not just easy. It's already very difficult.
I'm giving you what? Low because
of the we are making some plans how to trap you. We are thinking deeply on this.
I know.
We have brought a delegation of senior leaders.
It takes many of us to tackle you alone. There's only one of you, but still, even with all of us together, we are no match. But we see that even one Mathuravasi can easily capture you.
Your Gurudeva has captured me. And he has taken a word at the last moment. And I am tired. Sometimes I feel that I am suffering. I feel in my heart. I don't care for my time, bhajan, sadhan. I am only just coming and going. If he would bestow his mercy to me, and tell my Gurudev also to bestow his mercy, because they were friends, bosom friends. I have seen them laughing together hours. Both were just joke cutting person. They used to joke.